I was consistent. That's exactly what I did to get to seven figures is, okay, let's try this and see if it works, you know? And if it works, you keep doing it and then you do more of it.
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, creatives, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. We will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Jewel Schroeder. Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Jewel Schroeder, tuning in today from Boulder, Colorado. Today's guest is joining me from Frisco, Texas. I have got Karina Hatton in the house. Karina, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Yes, totally.
Yeah, super excited to have this woman on the show. She is a multi-passionate entrepreneur and individual as the owner of the Knitted Bell Boutique and a seven-figure e-com store mentor and coach. She also recently just launched her podcast, She Crushes E-com. And I know you've really had this mission after really scaling, you know, Knitted Bell, your clothing boutique, to over seven figures, just to help provide the path for others to do the same. And I know you're no foreign to entrepreneurship. Started your first business at 5 years old, selling magazines door to door, and then moved on to a garden center and various other things. But, you know, through Knitted Bell, you've really gotten to combine your love of fashion with your love of passion. And then on top of that, being able to help others generate and scale to their own, you know, six and seven figures in their own right. So excited to have you on the show. And I've got a lot of actionable insights to share with us today, whether you're just getting your business started or you're in the process of scaling. So welcome, Karina. Fill in any gaps that I might have left out and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. Just a lot of awesome stuff happening right now. This year I said it was going to be my year, and it has been a year of doing things that were a little out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be worth it. So I'm super happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, welcome. And, you know, I always like to kind of start off with keeping our guests, our listeners on our toes a little bit. And what is, you know, one thing that you feel like most people might not know about you? I know you do a lot of different podcasts and speaking, but for the listeners today, what's the thing that most people might not know about you?
Oh my gosh. That's a good one. Maybe that I'm kind of an introvert. I think that's kind of shocking. People don't really believe that, but I have a really hard time putting myself out there in front of people, but I realize I have to, in order for my business to grow. So I guess I would say that, like, I'm more of a quiet person, which it's hard to believe, because I really do talk a lot when I when I get the platform. I have no problem coming up with stuff to say, but I'm also, you know, super quiet in a way. Like, I don't mind, you know, sitting and reading and just kind of being by myself.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to say the introverted extroverts.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's how I would describe myself. And, you know, I know that line that you walked really helped you to start and scale, you know, your own clothing boutique, and you've really become this e-commerce expert. And, you know, I imagine if we were like a fly in the wall and we would have seen you like growing up or in your younger years, you know, what would we have seen? Was e-com like a predictable path into entrepreneurship? Did you have a version that it was going to look something else? And just give us some of the highlights of how you became, but also how you've become the thought and the mentality and the mindset of the person you are today.
Well, it's interesting. I wanted to go to law school. And at the time, you know, the internet was just starting out. And my husband said, my future husband, he said, look at the phone book and how many attorneys are there? And I was like, oh, good point. Right. because that was back when we had like the big yellow pages, and, you know, there were 300 pages of attorneys. And I thought, well, okay, that doesn't seem right. I had wanted to be a corporate attorney, like helping small businesses eventually, like a business attorney. So yeah. I wanted to do something in business. So somehow he talked me into going to school for programming. I didn't know what programming even was, but I really, really love math. And so I thought, okay, this is analytical. So I think, you know, this might work. So I went and got my degree in computer information systems, and 1 week, this is so funny. My husband had graduated like a year before me. And 1 week after I got my undergraduate, I started to get my master's. And he was like, I remember him saying, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm getting my master's because I want to teach, right? And to teach in a college, you have to have a master's. And he was like, okay, I guess I'll get mine too. So he ended up signing up for his too. And so I got my MBA thinking, okay, my ultimate goal was I wanted to be a professor and I wanted to teach business like in a college. And at the time, you know, e-commerce didn't really exist. And so this was absolutely not on my radar at all. I knew I wanted to be a business owner, but as far as like doing something with computers, my brain didn't think of anything beyond, okay, I'm going to know how to write code, yeah, you know, that runs computers. And so that was about it.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. And it's, I imagine some of those skills that you learned then in terms of what you're doing with, you know, the online e-commerce world. I know you do a lot of coaching that teaches people how to open their own online boutique and really just like for women, you know, chase their dreams. I mean, really for anyone. And so how has that been like utilizing all those different skills in ways that maybe you didn't imagine in the formula or the form? Do you ever think about that or how is it reflecting on that now? Or what do you notice in terms of how you bring all your skills together in the present?
Well, it's super funny actually, because when I was in college getting my degree in computers, I took a job as help desk and I was making, I don't know, like 13 bucks an hour, which was a lot of money at the time. I supported 300 people over the phone. Right. And so
yeah.
I did that for about 2.5 years. And so looking back, coaching people over the internet, like offsite, not in person, is natural to me because I have so much experience helping people with IT stuff, like over the phone. And it's crazy how I thought, oh my gosh, that is so nuts. Because when I first started coaching, every single week, someone would tell me, oh, you're so patient. Because I work with a lot of people that aren't IT, they're not tech savvy at all. Mm-hmm. They want to own a business, but you know, that can intimidate people a lot. Yeah. And so I started thinking, why am I so patient? You know, and I think it comes back to that job that I had as a help desk coordinator, you know, literally walking through people through how to use Excel. My printer is not working, you know, what do I need to do? And so that step-by-step process of walking people through, I think that was one of the most valuable jobs that I could have ever had.
Yeah.
To help me with what I'm doing today.
Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the things about the unconventional life is the path is always nonlinear and it can sometimes seem like, why am I doing this? Or I feel like there's something in me that's wanting a shift, but here I am doing this right now. And I find in my own experience, it all comes together in its own perfect form, in its own perfect time. And I love your own experience of that. And I know for you, you started Knitted Bell in 2013 from scratch. And then literally in that first year, you generated almost $1 million in sales, which was awesome. And you really didn't have anyone, like you were self-sufficient in figuring it out. And I'm sure incorporating a lot of these skills along the way. And you know, what was that like in developing that? And I know you teach a lot to women now who want to get started in that. And what do you think most people don't know about the world of e-commerce and how to succeed in that world?
I think that if I were in that position of just starting out again, it's very, very overwhelming and scary. But if you break it down and do one thing at a time, and do it consistently, it works wonders. Mm-hmm. I've learned that just like in the last, I don't know, 5 years, that if I can take something that's really, really big and break it down and focus on one thing at a time and be consistent, that's the biggest thing. And I was consistent. That's exactly what I did to get to 7 figures is, okay, let's try this and see if it works, you know, and if it works, you keep doing it and then you do more of it. And then once you have that nailed down, you add another thing and another. And so you're always getting better. You know, yeah. You can't give up when you have a bad day or something's not going your way. Something didn't work. A lot of times when you're working with people online, someone yells at you. Oh my gosh, that was like the worst part to me, was the fact that I'd always worked in retail and it was face to face, right? Mm-hmm. But when you're online, it's just people will say whatever they want because they're not right in front of you. And so getting past that, you know, detaching emotionally from it is super important. You cannot let other people rule your emotions. And that's a big thing that I think that people don't understand about the online business. And the other thing is you will get so much unnecessary, unasked for, is that a word? Feedback that you didn't ask for. Yeah. Feedback that you didn't ask for. Like, oh, that dress is too much money. Oh, you should carry this. This is really cool. I buy this all the time. You should carry this in your store. And so you can't let other people determine your business plan for you. And that's a common thing that I see. My friend says, I just heard this the other day. My friend says that my stuff's too expensive. And I cracked up because the other ladies in my program immediately, they sound just like me now because they hang out with me all the time. They're like, well, that's not your customer then. And I'm like, yes, they get it. They get it. You know, just because one person doesn't like what you're doing doesn't mean you're wrong. Yeah. And so it's a whole different world selling stuff online than it is in person. You really have to build those relationships, but then you also have to stay emotionally detached. So absolutely, that was something that I didn't realize in the beginning. And it took me a while to understand.
Yeah, definitely. And I know you've got quite a lot of women in that program you were just mentioning, and Unconventional Lifers. Karina's also got a great giveaway that we are going to talk about a little bit later. So if you are interested in starting your own e-commerce or learning more about this world, stay tuned for that. And, you know, I know just even the world of getting started, some people are like, okay, wait, so you have an idea, you're going to start an online boutique. Like, where do you get the clothes? How do you do the marketing? Like, how does this work? How do you even make, like, you know, a couple $1,000, yet alone seven figures? Can you give us some of the nuts and bolts of, you know, just the model from the ground up, so some of our listeners can piece together that maybe this might be, you know, a fit in terms of what they want to do and having their own, you know, life and creating it by their own design?
Well, you need to figure out who your customer is. I mean, that's where it all begins. And that's the first exercise that I have ladies do is, you know, who do you want to sell to? And if you tell me I want to be a one-stop shop, or if you tell me I want to have men's, women's, and kids, that immediately is a red flag to me, because you are not Target if you're a small business. You have to stay focused on your customer. And someone told me that Lululemon actually has one customer, and she actually has a name. They've actually named this customer. And so whenever they create products, they say, will she wear this? And so you have to sell to that one person. And so that's the beginning, is I had to figure out who I was going to sell to specifically. Not everybody. And then you have to figure out where you're going to get your products based on that. And I teach that in the academy specifically. And I also teach it on day 5 of the boot camp. I give that information away I wasn't going to have that in the boot camp. And then I was like, no, I'm just going to tell them where to get it. So you have to get your products figured out. Then you'll need a website. And so once you have those things figured out, $2,000 is nothing. And it's so funny to say that now, because when I was first starting out, it was like, oh my gosh, where am I going to get sales? But this day and age, like, there are strategies that you can use. Like, I even have a training, 2K in 30 days, but I've had ladies make $3,000 in sales in 1 hour. So it's literally just getting yourself in front of your customers.
Yeah.
And so where do your customers hang out? And so you go there, and it's really great to see, you know, when you have that customer, you know where they hang out, you know what they like, you put yourself in front of them, they'll buy your stuff. You know, it's not your, I have a lot of times ladies will say, my stuff's not selling. Well, 99% of the time, it's because you don't have enough eyeballs on your product.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. it's not your product. It's not your price. It's not that people don't like you. You know, it's not that, you know, you don't know what you're doing. It's, you just don't have a big enough audience. So you just have to get yourself out there in front of people. And that can be hard for introverts, you know, and that's one of the big things that we work on. You know, I really don't want to be in front of people. I really don't want to do this. And so that's the coach's job, is to tell you, yeah, you're going to do that anyway. You're going to put yourself out there. And then the more you do it, the easier it gets.
Yeah. So good. And I know you've definitely pulled that, you know, into practice, and you've had a lot of success. And so all of your clients have had a lot of success with that. And we'll make sure to link that program where I know you go into a lot more detail about it. And, you know, my last question on this part is really just in the marketing. And I think what it is, it's like the sharing of yourself is how I view it. And I think a lot of times, especially, like, it can feel like a plateau where you maybe get out or you make some progress, but then to get to that next level, that next threshold of scaling, how do you start training people to think like that way, to think to scale, and any little tips or tricks in some of the marketing?
I would say it's finding what works and doing more of that. So, I mean, that's really simple, but I've done it with clients over and over again. There are multiple strategies. Pick the one that you want to start with and figure it out, you know, do it enough to where when you start doing something, you start getting better at it, right? The more you do something, the better you get. Put more gas on that. You know, if you have, let's say you have a boutique and you have all these different products in it. So what are your top collections? So let's say it's tops. Let's say you're selling more tops. You have to know your numbers, right? To hit seven figures. Okay. You're selling tops is your most popular collection. So when you go to buy new products, you buy more tops and that's it. You don't try to bring in denim. You don't try to bring in jeans. I want to bring in shoes or swimsuits. You know, if I sat down with you, let's say one of your listeners, they had a store and they're not making any sales, we would look at the numbers. What collection are you selling the most of? Tell me like the top three. And then we're getting rid of all the other stuff. And you're just going to focus on those top three. And that's it. You put your blinders on. You know, it doesn't matter if there's something cute or amazing or your friend says, oh, you should carry this. You focus on the top ones. That's how you get to seven figures. Do more of what's working.
Yeah. So good. Well said, Karina. So much knowledge. Like, we could talk about this, you know, for ages, and we're going to give into that giveaway here in just a moment or two, but also, you know, want to zoom back a little bit, as I know you have a lot of other interests and passions. And like you said, you're married and you do all kinds of other things. And so give us a little bit of picture of how do you balance, you know, running this career, also working, you know, with tons of other people in the mentoring and the coaching space, and then also making time for yourself and, you know, taking care of you as you do the whole thing.
Oh my gosh. It's funny that you asked that, because I literally have no hobbies at all. but I like to work. It's so funny because, you know, it'll be dinner time and I'm like, I feel like I have two more hours in me. And my husband's like, you just need to turn your brain off for a little bit, you know, because I feel like when you really love what you do, it's not work. Right. Yeah. And so my time, my downtime, I'll spend it, you know, I have three kids. One of them, my oldest is 25 right now. The younger ones are 14 and 11 and they do online school. And my husband works at home also. So we're all home together all day, every day. And so, gosh, we spend so much time together. And that's how I balance it, really. The reason that I bought my first business was so I could spend more time with my kids, because I missed my oldest so badly. When I had to go, I would drop him off at 7 a.m. and I would pick him up at 5:30 p.m. And it was horrible, but I thought, you know, this is what I have to do. I have to work this this job because I need insurance and I need the paycheck and everything. So my number one goal in life was to get out of that position to where I could spend more time with my family.
Yeah.
And so I don't really worry about it as much. I mean, they're just right outside the room here. You know, I see them all the time. So it's not really a balance to me. It's more, and they understand, you know, when I'm working, I'm working, when I'm not, I'm not. But there's no fine line between, oh, mom has to leave for work at 8 a.m. Yeah. and she's not going to be back till 5. You know, they know there are certain time periods that they can't disturb me. Like, okay, for the next hour, I need you to not come interrupt me, you know, but I'm available to them any other time. And so it's really awesome. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I can also work from wherever. We can go out of town. We can go on vacation. My daughter horse shows. So I have sold my program in the hallway outside the arena at a horse show. I've done sales calls. I've done live videos from my car, you know, sitting in a field outside of a barn, you know? So that's one of the benefits. It is so worth it to work for yourself.
So good. I know those behind the scene moments, my goodness. I remember once I was literally skiing. It was like, I used to live in the mountains of Breckenridge and it would be like powder days and I was always on calls. And I was like, I got to stop doing all these conference calls. So I started doing them on the ski lift. And I remember one time I was like going through these like, glades. And I got on the chairlift and the guy was like, were you just on a conference call while you were doing that? And it was just like one of these listen in ones, you know, so I wasn't talking, but I was like, yep.
It's so awesome.
Yeah. And there's that balance for you. So I love you being an example of that. And let's jump into our rapid fire round, Karina. I've got a series of lightning questions coming at you on Unconventional Lifers. We're going to get into this giveaway. So if you've been enjoying this conversation, I want to take that deeper. Just give us a few more moments here. We're going to get into that. So Karina, I've got a series of lightning questions coming at you. Are you ready?
I'm ready, I think.
Hello, Unconventional Lifers. I have got an invitation for you coming up here in just a few weeks to join us on a super yacht in Croatia for Unconventional Life's 5-day Life and Business Accelerator. This is the first event we have done since COVID, and we are gathering an epic group of 30 entrepreneurs for 5 days to take your life and business to the next level. One thing we find about these events is that we are magnets for people in transition, people who feel like they're ready to go to their next level, whether it's personal or professional. And the number one thing attendees get out of these events is clarity. We've been ranked the top event for entrepreneurs by many years in a row through Inc. magazine. 100% of attendees recommend these events, and 70% of them come back again and again and again. So if you are looking for community, you're ready to be on these amazing blue waters of Croatia, sailing around to different islands, meeting some epic new friends, come grab one of our last few spots at unconventionallifeshow.com/Croatia. All right. Question number one, what is one food that you enjoy eating that most people might not appreciate or maybe might not know about if it's from, you know, somewhere abroad?
Oh gosh, I'm pretty boring. My favorite food is pizza. Like I could live on and just cheese pizza, just plain. I'm pretty plain.
It's awesome. Keep it classic. Yeah. Next question. What are some of the practices or rituals that you do regularly that you feel set you up for success?
I would say I get up before my family and I sit and listen to podcasts for at least 30 minutes every morning, just uninterrupted. And I'm just constantly learning, constantly reading, taking classes. Just, I cannot get enough information. And I think that helps me a lot. I've always been like that. And I think it has really helped me to grow as a person and a business owner.
Yeah, absolutely. So good. Next question. If you could turn back the time to your 16-year-old self and give her a piece of advice that you know now, what would you say to her?
Oh my gosh. I was so lost at 16. I would say, don't buy the business. Because my husband and I bought a few businesses in the early 2000s and we lost everything in 2013. I could go back, I would say, don't buy the businesses, just do your own thing. you know, and trust in yourself. You don't need to go try to, you're capable of starting something. You don't need to buy something that someone else started, I guess. Because at the time, or when we bought those businesses, I didn't think I was capable of starting one and being successful. And so I relied on that, and it was a terrible idea.
Next question, or last question, I should say. And then when you think about the unconventional life, which maybe segues into what you learned from that experience, what does living the unconventional life mean to you?
Oh, I think it means totally just freedom. Just freedom, being able to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like if we decided to pick up and go on vacation tomorrow, we could. And no one I know has that ability. You know, they all have jobs or things tying them down. And I love the fact that our family, I call us the mobile family, because we can literally just pick up and go, and no one's there to say, oh, you only have a week's vacation.
That's so good. Karina, so good to chat with you today. I know you've got a great giveaway. We've been talking about it all episode. Go ahead and share with our listeners what you've got in mind for the giveaway.
So I'm giving away my 5-day e-com bootcamp, and it is the very first step to opening your own online boutique. It's exactly what my clients go through. And ladies that have started with that program have gone on to do 6 figures in sales a year. And so I'm giving that away to someone. And by the end of it, you will either be so fired up that you're going to want to continue on, or you're going to say, oh my gosh, this is not for me. I have absolutely no desire to do this. One way or the other, you'll know by the end of the 5 days.
Yeah, I love that. Unconventional Lifers, you can head over to the website at unconventionallifeshow.com/giveaway to enter to win her boot camp. We keep the giveaways live as a reminder for 1 week after the episode airs. So make sure to tune in every single Monday to not miss one of the giveaways. And you know, Karina, for those that want to learn more about you, your work, stay in touch, what's the best place for people to do all of that?
They can find me at onlineboutiquecoaching.com, or they can go to my boutique site, knittedbell.com, and both of those have ways to get in touch with me. Or they can find me on my new podcast, She Crushes Ecom.
Yeah, so good. We will put all of those links up at our show notes at unconventionallifeshow.com. You can find Karina, C-A-R-I-N-A, her last name Haddon, H-A-T-T-O-N. Put her into Google, check her out here at unconventionallifeshow.com, and we'll follow up with all the teams there. So Karina, so good once again to have you on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. And it was such a pleasure to learn everything that you've been doing and the way that you balance and manage your unconventional life.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much, everyone.